Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe has recently won a resounding victory in a snap election in a campaign dominated by Mr. Abe's promise to deal firmly with threats from North Korea. The threat posed by North Korea is one that resonates strongly with the residents of Hiroshima, a city that more than 70 years ago survived a devastating bomb attack. It's been a dangerous time in the lead-up to the recent Japanese election. North Korea fired two missiles over Japan in the space of a month, heightening tensions between the two countries. The missile tests have also rekindled the memory of the devastating attack more than 70 years ago on the western city of Hiroshima. The bombing on August 6, 1945, killed an estimated 140,000 people by the end of that year. It was followed by the atomic bombing of Nagasaki, which killed about 40,000 people instantly. This lifelong resident of Hiroshima, now in his 80s, says memories of what occurred in 1945 remain, and he fears what the future holds.
I didn't experience it myself, but my mother and father told me that there was nothing left here after the bomb. By the time I was in my 20s, we had rebuilt this city into something I think is wonderful. Around this station was still like it was in the past until about 2 years ago. It's been totally redeveloped, and it's surprising. I'm scared. I'm afraid of what might happen. I'm against what North Korea is doing. I'm against nuclear weapons. Hiroshima was bombed. They're terrible.
North Korea carried out its first nuclear test in 2006, and successive blasts are believed to have been aimed at refining designs and reliability, as well as increasing yield. Its fifth detonation in September last year caused a 5.3 magnitude quake, and according to Seoul, had a 10 kiloton yield, still less than the 15 kiloton US device which destroyed Hiroshima in 1945. North Korea carried out a sixth nuclear test in September, more powerful than any it has previously detonated. Out for a day together, these young students in Hiroshima believe the threat posed by North Korea remains real.
I think that peace is really important for people in Hiroshima. Right now, we have the missile threat from North Korea and Trump. For me, I think that dialogue is the only way.
Hiroshima has a history of being attacked with a nuclear bomb, so I'm afraid of the missile threat from North Korea, and I think that there must be another way to work out our differences.
Almost 2 million people visited Hiroshima in 2016. Curious crowds, interested in so-called dark tourism, travelling to sites known as places where disasters, violence or war have occurred. The city has preserved the memory of the world's first nuclear attack, with monuments bearing witness to the attack. Hiroshima's local government also wants to promote itself as a place that promotes peace, outlining how it hopes to contribute to the global abolition of nuclear weapons worldwide. This woman, a lifelong resident of Hiroshima, says she feels for the people of North Korea but also condemns the actions of the North Korean government.
So many families in Hiroshima were destroyed in the war, but now we're a city where we can enjoy our sport and leisure as well as other things. I think that while we don't forget the past, Hiroshima is a place where we think about peace. I think that North Korean people are just like us, and I empathize with them on that level. But we can't go on living in a situation where their missiles are flying over our heads.